Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We'll kick things off with yet another update regarding the Dakota Pacific Development Agreement. Then we'll cover some exciting energy-related news here in the county. And finally, we'll finish up with some more information on the Summit County Visioning Project called Our Summit. Okay, let's get into the news, Bailey. At this week's county council meeting, another public hearing took place regarding Dakota Pacific Real Estate's application to amend their development agreement for the land commonly referred to as the Park City Tech Center. Once again, more than 100 community members showed up to express their opinions about the amended application to the council.
So what to expect next is on Wednesday, March 15th, the council will meet again with Dakota Pacific representatives for another short work session and hopefully on that date make a final decision regarding Dakota Pacific's proposal.
Also on the County Council agenda this week was an update from Summit County Sustainability Program Manager Emily Quinton on the Community Renewable Energy Agency. This agency is an interlocal cooperative of 18 Utah cities and counties that are working together with Rocky Mountain Power to establish the Utah Community Renewable Energy Program.
Okay, so for a little more background, the goal of the Utah 100 communities is to acquire renewable energy to serve residents and businesses in participating communities so that by 2030, the amount of electricity participating communities use every year is matched by the same amount of renewable energy delivered to the Rocky Mountain Power System. This net 100% goal, shared by all the Utah 100 communities, sets the agency on the path to create the Community Renewable Energy Program.
This is a multi-step process, and the step the agency is on now is having each community to review and sign a utility agreement with Rocky Mountain Power. Hopefully later this month or early in April, this will all be signed and we'll be ready to move on to the next step in the process. This will be one agreement approved by the board of the Community Renewable Energy Agency and signed by each individual community that's involved so that the communities all continue to be eligible for this Community Renewable Energy Program. And that will hopefully get approved later this year. The utility agreement will address a number of topics, such as how the communities will work with Rocky Mountain Power to cover the costs of mail notices sent to customers once the program launches, and that'll happen potentially towards the end of 2023.
To learn more about the Community Renewable Energy Agency and what communities are involved, you can visit utah100communities.org. That's utah100communities.org. And guess what? Out of the 18 communities that are involved, 5 are in Summit County. So in addition to the county as a whole, Colville, Oakley, Francis, and Park City are also involved in this program. There will be public engagement about the topic later this year, so be sure to stay tuned for more information soon.
Okay, shifting gears to something called the Energy Burden Survey. Did you know that energy burden is the proportion of residents' income that goes towards paying for heat and electricity in their home? Summit County and Park City are concerned about the energy burden of households with lower incomes in our community.
We're seeking input regarding ways that local governments can help decrease utility bills and increase the level of comfort in the homes of our residents through a survey studying residents' energy burden. To take the survey, please visit bit.ly/energyburdensurvey. No spaces.
And last, but certainly not least, Summit County is undertaking a community visioning plan to establish a roadmap for the future of our county. Community members have the opportunity to take the Summit County Talks survey now through March 31st. The questionnaire is an important opportunity to share how you view Summit County as it is now and what you love about our community and what opportunities you see for it in the next 10 to 20 years. The survey is available at oursummitcounty.com.
We'll also be at the Summit County and Park City Art Council's Winter Art Showcase this weekend, March 10th and 11th. Please stop by and support local artists at the showcase and also find our Summit project representatives at the event. You'll have the opportunity to help us visualize what elements make up Summit County to you. Together, we'll create a fun art installation about Summit County that was built for and by the community who calls it home. For more information, please visit pcscarts.org.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.